The Bible says Job, the eighth chapter. And we're looking at around verse 11. We'll begin in verse 11. Job, the eighth chapter, around verse 11. Now, we've studied pieces of Job, and I think the studying Job is a wise thing to do. I think every time you study the book, you can learn a little bit more. The more here recently, I've been studying not only Job and the life of Job, but also the comments of his friends and the things that they said to Job. And it's amazing the things, while some of the things they said did not have the best intention, or maybe they did have the best intention, they don't seem as nurturing as we wanted them to, would have wanted them to be. But they say some very powerful message. There's a very powerful messages within their dialogue. And I think here in verse 11, 12, 13, and 14, or 11, 12, and 13, we could take, I'm just going to take a piece of one of those, a piece of their dialogue to help us. It says, "Can papyrus grow tall where there is no marsh? Can reeds thrive without water? While still growing and uncut, they wither more quickly than grass. Such is the destiny of all who forget God. So perishes the hope of the godliness." I want you to remember this right here. Verse 13 says, "Such is the destiny of all those who forget God. So perishes the hope of the godless." If I had to give you a topic for today, the topic would be, where there is no God, there is no hope. Where there is no God, there is no hope. You know, there are things in our life that hurt us, things that we are burdened with, things that just seem sometimes there are weights that are given to us that are a little bit too hard to bear. And there are opportunities where, well, we feel like we just don't want to go on. And I'm here to tell you that any time that God is removed from the equation, then our ability to hope is gone. Amen. So it's important for us to always be connected to God, because God gives us the hope that we need to be able to endure tomorrow. Old saying says that a man can live, I think it is, a man can live 40 days without food. He can live about 3 days without water, 8 minutes without hope. I mean, without air, but only 1 second without hope. I think it's important for us to understand, as we go through our week, as we go through our life, as we've been faced with a number of different trials, or we have a number of different things that will come upon us, that the only way for us to overcome, the only way for us to endure the things that we will be facing, is to make sure that we are connected to God. Because when we're connected to God, then we have hope. And hope is what we're going to need when you go through difficult times. Anybody ever been through something that's tough? If you ever been through something that's tough, then you know that there are times where you just can't see through it. There's some times where you can't see through your dark night. There's times where you're trying to overcome, but you don't even know what the next step is. The only reason why you're able to get through your dark night, the only reason why you're able to step to make the next step, even though you don't know where you're going, is because you have to, because you're connected with God, and God has given you some hope to say, you know what, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to keep on moving. And because I keep on moving, it's going to be all right. But I'm trying to tell you, the minute that you disconnect from God is the minute that your hope is gone. So I tell the church that when we are faced with difficult situations, when we are faced with difficult times, the one thing that we cannot do is move or get away from God. Because when God is removed, the hope is gone. Yeah, you know, I have pride. I have confidence in many of you. I have confidence in my love for my wife. I have confidence in my love for my family. But I don't have any confidence like the confidence I have in God himself. And I know that when I go through rough days, the only way to overcome is to be with God. If you would, if you look at 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, it says, "And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after an earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice." If you're trying to remain and keep your hope, make sure you stay close to God, but also make sure that you are close enough to hear his still small voice. Amen. God speaks to us through his word, but God didn't come with the earthquake. He didn't come with the wind. He didn't come with the fire. He came with a still small voice. Yes. And I'm trying to tell you, I love the fact that God comes with a still small voice, because what we are learning when we study this passage is that in order for us to hear God, we have to be close to God, because he speaks to us softly. He speaks to us in times of need, but he speaks to those who are close. See, if I walk down here right now, and I took this microphone off, and I got ready to tell Brother Green something, and I told him something in his ear, none of y'all would hear it. And the reason why you wouldn't hear it is because you're not close enough to hear it. See, what I'm trying to tell you is that if you want to maintain your hope, stay close to God. And when you're close to God, you can hear him speak. When you're too far away, you just can't hear God speak. As you go through this week, it's going to be some stuff that bothers you. You might even feel like you don't want to move on any further. Stay close to God. Therein lies your hope. Therein lies your message. That's what God is. See, God doesn't have to be, God wants to get close to you. Everything that we read about God, even when we read about Jesus, we realize that Jesus was a God of relationship. He loved his people. He loved being close to his people. And the way that they learned and grew with Jesus is by staying close to him. Close to God, hope. Distance from God, no hope. If you want hope, stay with God. That's the message for today. That's all I got. Is that this week, every day of your life, it's going to be some rough stuff going on. But if you stay close to God, you'll be all right. Sister Ewan back with us today. I just believe in my heart because she stayed close to God. I believe that when she got her diagnosis, she might have been a little worried. But she didn't lose hope because she didn't lose her trust in God. If you want to overcome, stay close to God. If you want to maintain hope, faith, stay close to God. There is no better place to be than close to God. Go ahead and stand on your feet. Be close to God. Be close to him because of what he's done and what he's doing. Be close to him because of what he did with Christ. And see, be close to God not only because of what he's done and what he's doing, but keep this in your spirit. Be close to God because of who he is. Amen. See, because we have to worship, we have to love a God, not because of what he's doing in the present moment, even though he's doing a whole lot for us. We have to be close to him and want to stay close to him because of who he is. Well, why do you say that, Brother Mason? Because there will be times in your life where you won't recognize the things that God is doing. Mm-hmm. There'll be some things that go on in your life. And you, even though God is blessing you, it'll be hard for you to see those blessings. Right. So if you working and you worshiping God, staying close to God because of what he's doing, you might, because of being a human being and not seeing things clearly, if you worshiping and loving God just about what he's doing, sometimes you'll think he's not doing enough, you'll step away. But that's the reason why we don't stay close to God because of what he's doing or what he's did, what he's done. We stay close to God because of who he is. He never changes. He sent his son down to die. Died on the cross, got up in 3 days. And when he got up with all power in his hands. God controlled from the very beginning. God the Father sent God the Son down to do all the things that we couldn't do for ourselves. And within that message is the hope of the Christian. You can come on down right now if you believe that Jesus, the Son of God, gave his life and died for our sins. If you want, if you're in a situation where you're saying, Brother Mason, I'm feeling a little hopeless, but come on down now to him too, and let's pray about it. Let's pray that we stay connected to God because we need to stay connected to our hope. You can do that right now as we sing our song of invitation.